This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
You're with Jax and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home. And it's still a very warm 21 degrees in mid-city Melbourne.
I love it.
So it's getting darker outside, but it's staying warm.
You're wearing your sunglasses. That's weird.
It is weird. It is weird. You know what else is weird? I've been invited to so many weddings of late.
Why is it weird? You're a perfect guest.
Well, I'm a very good guest. I guess now
you've got a lot of money.
I buy a good gift. But now that we've got the right to marry, a lot of my friends are getting engaged or getting married.
Oh, it's happening very fast, is
it? It's happening everywhere. In fact, I went to a surprise wedding the other week, which was a lovely surprise.
Yes.
Not for the groom and groom. They knew what was happening. But many of the guests were very surprised that they'd been invited to a party and turned into a wedding. But hey, there's a modern trend is coming up, a growing trend, I should say, that people are starting to charge the guests for the wedding.
What? And it already costs us guests so much.
I know. Joining us on the line is Alex from The Big Smoke to tell us all about it. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Hello. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Now, would you charge your wedding guests to come to your wedding if you were to get married?
I'm so offended by this.
Yeah. Mm.
I think that, you know, in the UK, people are doing it not even in lieu of gifts.
As well. So you pay for your dinner, your dinner and drinks and a gift.
You still have to bring a gift. So it's really difficult. And one of the interesting things about all of this this trend in the UK is that it's giving a lot of people the idea that they want to have the perfect wedding based on Pinterest and Instagram.
Yeah.
They're really wanting it to be sort of like a celebrity wedding almost, and we've kind of really upped the ante when you consider that a lot of weddings are around $30,000 to $60,000.
Ugh, it's not about the love of your partner; it's about those Instagram likes.
Well, and I don't have an issue with people spending a lot of money on a wedding. I mean, I love a fabulous wedding, but when you're starting to charge people, when you can't even figure it out so that you can actually host people as opposed to getting them to pay to be a part of it, I think that's when you've really got to think, well, maybe I need to drop my vision a little bit down in terms of what I'm imagining to have for the perfect day.
I'm still stuck on $60,000 for a wedding.
Yeah, gosh.
Goodness.
I don't get that.
Okay, I have not judging on that, but can you afford the deposit for a property?
Well, that's right. I mean,
if you're choosing either or,
party.
Or going into debt, and you know, you can't even, it's not like, you know, the old fashioned, you get a dowry.
Yeah, exactly.
Or paying for it.
But it's so weird because it's like, what's important? Because it's already costing me as a single gal around town going to people's weddings. I've got to pay for the hens, got to pay for, you know, a flight sometimes. I have to wear a dress that I don't even like, doesn't even suit me. I've got to wear these heels I'm never going to wear again. Oh, I'll give you some costume jewellery. I'm not wearing that ever again. And it costs me heaps, and then I have to get you a present. And then I have to pay. Excuse me. You haven't even got any single friends for me to hook up with.
I wonder if it's like one rate. Or can you say, look, I don't eat beef and I don't drink red wine, so can I pay half the price?
Yes, exactly. And I would be the sort of person that would say that because I don't really drink alcohol. So if I have to pay for part of the bar tab, that's not fair. There was one girl in the UK who also, she went to 22 weddings over the past 2 years.
Wow.
And she said she's in massive debt for it.
Oh, that girl needs boundaries.
My friend's like that, who lives in Perth. She's gone to 9.
Really?
Luckily she makes her own dress, but like it's hard. And because she's Perth, so she's always flying to Melbourne to Sydney.
Because I don't even know as well, really like in terms of wedding gifts, how much to spend on a wedding gift. Like, a lot of my friends are a little bit older, so it's not like they're setting up house. It's not like I need to buy them a blender or a toaster.
Well,
they've got all that.
And this is the awkward part when they have one of those registry things where you can pick off what they want.
Yeah.
They know exactly what you spent because they picked it out.
Mm.
Oh, that's true.
I don't do presents.
So if you just choose to get the ladle...
Cheapskate.
$6.50.
I just don't understand having to pay for someone else's choices. So you're getting married. That's great. Why am I paying $800? That's how I had to pay my friend's wedding that I got kicked out of.
Yeah,
I didn't have to pay that much.
Oh, for the flights and for the dress and for all the other accommodation.
Yeah. And we're also seeing parents who have children's birthday parties where, you know, you invite your three-year-old has a party and then they have to have all the parents pay for their kid to attend.
No.
So I'm kind of thinking, I just feel like if you're hosting an event, you're the person hosting the event. Mm. You've chosen to throw it. No
exactly.
one's forcing you to have, you know, the perfect flowers flowing into Sydney or Melbourne for your wedding day.
But that's your choice.
User pays past the parcel. It just doesn't have any charm to it, does it?
No.
Not anymore.
Now, so as I say, I went the other weekend to a surprise wedding. So we were invited to a party, a housewarming. So everyone goes to this party, didn't really come with gifts, and we're all there and, you know, the music turns down and all eyes turn and there's a celebrant there and says, welcome to so-and-so's wedding.
Oh, I like that.
And there were squeals, there were tears. Yeah. It was beautiful. But then there was a bit of guilt. Yeah. People were like, oh, I didn't bring a gift. If I'd known, I would have, you know.
No, I don't do gifts.
No.
Well, in Sydney tomorrow night, we're having the first ever in a synagogue, two men getting married in a Jewish ceremony.
Oh, nice.
Lovely.
And
that's
the first time it's ever happened in Australia for two Jewish men to get married in a synagogue. So it's really exciting for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And there's been no discussions around you have to pay and bring a gift. You just have to go and enjoy it. And
that's the thing, enjoy it, and you want to share our love with our close ones. My friend's getting married. I'm going to the Bucks and the Hens because I'm amazing. And they're actually getting married at a lovely pub just in on Sydney Road.
Yeah.
It's real low-key because they're just, like, awesome, lovely couple. They're just like, no, just come celebrate with us, no pressure.
I do think it's the Pinterest. I call it the Pinterest pressure.
Mm. Those high-maintenance people.
Yeah, because the more you see, the more
single.
You want, and you kind of goes over the top. So my theory is it's rude. It's rude to charge your guests to come to your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring it down a notch or just don't invite so many people.
Yeah. Or don't have a tacky wedding either. Just don't have a wedding. Just elope.
Oh, could you do that?
Elope.
No, I think you want your family and friends around you to see you make your
No?
No.
Well, I don't like it when people have destination weddings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you can't, I mean, it's enough. It's too much for me to go to a 3 p.m. wedding and then have to go into the evening. That's half my Saturday or Sunday.
Mm.
To have to have a whole week off to go overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Don't inconvenience me.
Yeah. It's
your
a
wedding.
Special day. Oh, good
I,
on
I
you.
I can't support that.
Thank you so much, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a
Preach.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.